registering victims who have lost property to the explosion. The Greater Accra Regional Director, Archibald Kobna, told Radio Ghana that teams have been dispatched to all affected areas to take stock of damage so that relief items can be dispatched.
I've had to spread group of teams. One team is going down North Legon. The other team is taking the Hatcher Road. One team is also taking the Rollins Circle Road. Another team is also going into the hostels, university
hostels. What is the specific money? What are they going to do?
And then one would also is going to Prese. We need to assess the extent of damage, because yesterday I realized that one of these heavy metals had been carried by the heat right for almost about 400 meters away, and it's going to break one wall there, assuming there was somebody in that house, you know. So we need to assess and know the impact and the extent of impact, so that if there are people that we need to extend either relief to or even talk to and all of that, so that we will be responsible to their needs.
Right. I've spoken to some of the traders around, and then they tell me about some of the things they've lost. How soon is that going to send them relief items?
I cannot commit myself and tell you this week, next week, or because definitely the national decision will be reached and it will be communicated.
Usually when such disaster occurs, the disaster itself causes minimal effect. What actually causes major effect is the stampede. So what advice do you have for people in such situations, how they should manage themselves?
But that is a very difficult question. You see, because when disaster happened like this one, people would definitely be running for their lives. The one that is more serious is those who even run towards the, not even run, but trying to find their way to the disaster area because they want to take some selfie and some pictures and go and show on social media. We found people like that when people were running out, because that one you really can't control it. The kind of blast, the way this thing blasts, I mean, if you are Rambo, you still have to find somewhere to hide yourself.
Greater Accra Regional Director of NADMO, Archibald Kobna. Radio Ghana earlier spoke to its correspondent Nathaniel Nati, who visited the site and had this to say.
From the fear is very heavy. The police are scattered all over the place, and the traffic situation, I think there is not much to report about it. The traffic is very normal. It's rather moving normal than the usual traffic here. And police.
Does that presupposes that the drivers are not using the road as they used to?
Well, the drivers are using the road. The only thing is that it is moving better than because of the police presence, you know. And Ghana Police Service in NADMO, they set up some tents here, and they are taking names of victims who have lost property and those who've lost their lives. Their families are here to write their name, so that whatever compensation is there, it is given to them. And NADMO is also assessing the damage, the extent of damage here as well. So basically, that's what is going on here.
Have you been able to get close to the registration point to know the number of people who have registered so far?
So far, when I got here, I saw scores of people in a queue. But the official number, you know, because of security reasons and all, the police are refusing to give out the number. They're actually refusing. They're very tight-lipped on giving out information. It's only NADMO who is speaking to the media and all. But officially, the police, it's hard for you to get information.